Yes, I'm busy. What about the reports? Yes, I'm sure somewhere in those reports there's an error. And I'm sure you found it. Leave your notes. I will be more than happy to correct it, but unfortunately, I don't have time today. Perhaps Thursday. Oh, that isn't good enough for you. You seem to be misinformed. You see, you're acting as if you are my superior. You are, in fact, my peer. And not even in my management chain. So I really, honestly, don't have to do anything you want. I could, in fact, simply ignore your request, wait until you leave my office, and block your email. No, it wouldn't be very professional, but you wouldn't get what you want, which isn't what you're used to. So it would probably be worth getting in trouble later. No, I didn't say you were spoiled. That is an interesting choice of words. I would have gone with entitled. Yes, that sounds right. You feel you are entitled to things you have not earned, such as my respect, attention, or time. Good talk. See you later. Well, if you're going to be raising your voice, you should probably close the door. Unless you really want everyone to hear you behaving hysterically. Yes, we fucked. That is a thing that happened. You have a much higher opinion of your ability to entice and satisfy men than I do. No, I don't owe you an explanation for my behavior. No promises were made, not even casual pillow talk. Typically, silence is interpreted as lack of any further interest. I see. So, these continued annoying requests aren't desperate pleas for attention from a sad, lonely girl. I seem to have touched a nerve. And I can talk to you like that. I just did. I will continue to do so. Ah, there's the first tier. I expected it sooner. Let me help you. You came in here dressed to the nines, black skirt tightly hugging your entirely too fine ass, white blouse and bra pushing your gorgeous breasts together almost entirely into the open. Perfect makeup, lips made as luscious as possible. You thought, with a little provocation, you could get me to pay you the attention you so desperately crave from a man of class and taste. But what would a man of class and taste want with such a common young slut? Oh, you want to be fucked? I can do that. Don't you fucking move. Don't pretend you don't like it when I grab you by the hair. You are so fucking predictable. I can see you're thinking about screaming. If you make any noise louder than a pained whimper, then I will choke you out and rape you while you are unconscious. Do you understand? Good. Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to bend you over my desk, like this. Then, I'm going to lift your trashy fucking skirt. Are you already crying? Look at these lacy little panties. Very in keeping with your common aesthetic. Well, these tear easily. Almost as if they were made for sluts like you. Sobbing. Really? Are you pretending this is the first time you've been exposed like this in the office? I can't have been the first. No, I'm not going to use a condom. You're going to take my fucking cum, and if you get pregnant, that's your problem. You are nothing but a receptacle. Do you understand? I love the way you tremble right before I fuck you. It makes your ass look so much more fine. In fact, it makes your entire body, bent over my desk, that much more appealing. Some women look ugly afraid, but you wear fear like a fine gown. I did miss this tight cunt. Fuck. Yeah, that's right. Keep sobbing. Fuck. That's hot. Stay quiet or I'll gag you with your own fucking panties. Are you going to come now? Is that what's happening? Don't you dare until you feel my fucking cum fill you. Fuck. You're mine. God damn it, say it. Say it. Such a fucking slut. So needy. Came in here dressed like a common whore just to get my attention. Well, you've got it. And now you're going to take my cum. Yeah? That's what you needed, isn't it? Come on. Take my cum. Fuck. And I'll tell you what. You can even come for me while you do. Not that I give a shit. But I feel like being merciful. Come on. There we go. Like such a good little slut. Take it. Take all of it. Oh. Wow. That was really fantastic. Are you okay? No, you don't have to go right away. Let me help you clean up, and then you should come sit in my lap. Work can wait for a little while. Yeah, I'm pretty sure half the office thinks we hate each other. Do you think we should tell them that we're engaged? Probably after we elope. You're such a good girl. No one else can provoke me like you can. I hope you got what you needed. Judging by those noises you made, I think you did. Good. I've got a surprise for you later. I got you a new collar. Custom made. And a matching choker you can wear to work. I love you too. More than you know. So, same time tomorrow? Maybe your office.